Right then, let's take number two of these kind of podcasts. We done one with Cal the other day. Today, that guy up there, Lewis Welch, Welch Fitness. Thanks for coming on, mate.
No, thanks for having me, mate. Appreciate it. Looking forward
Don't act like we don't know each other. You're acting all professional.
to it. Yeah.
We've crossed paths a few times in life.
Once or twice, unfortunately.
For anybody who's looking at me and thinking, yeah, he's a personal trainer, no, he's never trained me in that.
No, mate. I've tried, but
He's tried, but McDonald's won again. That's the only problem.
yeah, I'm like 0-30 the McDonald's at the moment.
Yep, McDonald's has got it. And with a triple cheeseburger, this is no advertising, but with a triple cheeseburger, I think he may lose me for a couple more months or even years.
Mate, you're doing really well at the moment.
I am 2.5 stone down.
Yeah,
Purely
impressive.
just watching what I'm putting into my body and
Yeah.
reacting afterwards. Like if I've had a meal and I feel like actually I feel a bit sick or a bit bloated after that, I'm trying to cut that out. So it's a bit of trial and error at the minute, but
Yeah,
it's going.
mate. Consistency.
Yeah, definitely. Right then, let's start off with a bit of your backstory on your fitness, because you weren't always as big as you are now, were you?
Well, no. Quick answer is no. But yeah, so how far back do you want me to go?
Let's go back to, well, we were in college together. We knew each other from kids, and you were always quite skinny. But let's go college, and then maybe when you started playing football more.
Okay, cool. So yeah, as a youngster, like football was my main passion. So I've been very lucky where my dad was very active. So he sort of passed that on to me. So I've always had someone to look up to who was very active. With dad being more like the martial arts or sort of boxing, MMA sort of stuff, which I never really got into. But he always pushed me to want to sort of drive to be sort of the best I can be at whatever I do, whether it was football, anything like that. So football really took over for me. And I was always that one kid that even if it was like I was playing at a poor standard, I'd treat it like it was the Premier League.
Well, I can remember back in the day, I remember we had Charles Crescent versus Rother Avenue. So there was literally, we were gathering boys up from our street, just knocking doors. Anyone fancy a game down on the youth centre pitch? And everyone rocks up just in whatever they've got. There's Lou there, got all the boys doing drills from Rother Avenue, doing laps and stuff.
I've always been, mate, without knowing it, I've always been like a coach, Like I've just always been that, I was always that one person who, even if we're having, I don't know, a game of heads and volleys, I'm trying to coach people. You need to get your head over the ball, do this, do this. Like instead of just leaving them to it, always been that person, just always trying to help people.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that your team used to win most of the time as well, probably from that. But
Yeah.
yeah, I grew up in
I am doing 2-day sessions, that's why.
a game on a Sunday. They were doing Friday night sessions and Saturday.
Exactly.
Yeah, you always had a pair of boots as well, always personalised.
Always, always. Yeah, well, yeah, so basically, I would obviously start playing football, went into senior football, and that's when I sort of first started finding the gym then, because obviously, like you said, I was very slight, very skinny. And I had a massive growth spurt. So I went from like 5'10 to 6'3 in over like 2 years. But my weight gain didn't really differ with that. So I was around like 9.5, 10 stone at 6'3. So I was tiny. And then what I noticed, obviously playing adult football, there's a lot more physical. And I was getting knocked off the ball a lot. So classic thought, right, I need to sign up to a gym, try and put a bit of sort of weight on just to try and cope with the demands of playing adult football. But then from there, I had a serious knee injury where I dislocated my knee. Yeah, it was pretty rough. So it took a long time to sort of rehab too. So then that's when I really sort of fell in love with the gym then, because obviously I was spending more time in the gym playing football. And then that took over really. So the passion for football sort of I lost, but then going to the gym took over. So that's been really it. And from there, then I sort of found like functional fitness, and started doing a lot of that. Really enjoyed doing that, still do. Never really looked back, really. Because of the injury sustained from football, it was always difficult for me to sort of stay playing football. Yeah. So for me, being sort of someone who has to be active, it was like, right, well, I need to find something else to be active in. And it was just a gym, really.
Yeah, and the other thing is there's a good atmosphere down there as well. Well, there was. Remember when we were going to keep us fit, there was a good group of boys.
Yeah, and like everything, I think you always need to surround yourself around people who have similar interests or similar passions. So who's going to push you and want to do better? And like you said, yeah, we had a good group of people who was willing to do that at that time.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that's the thing that then made me want to come into there as well, because I come down now and again, and then it was when we started on Saturday nights, it was just a good group of boys. Like, there was you and Bucky anyway, Simon, then like Paulie and people like that as well.
Yeah, so obviously you find a great friendship group then that just sort of blossomed, all thanks to the gym.
Yeah, weird how you can come together, like people with like not even the same interests and other things, but you share one passion. And that's it, kind of thing.
And I think that's all you need. Like, you see it in other walks of life, don't you? You know, like if it is football, or it might not even be sport, it could be music or something like that. And you also find yourself, oh, it's weird that then two are friends. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay, there's the connection. That's how they become friends.
Yeah.
Like me, like me and yourself.
I know. He's like,
yeah.
Football that brought us together. And I think, like, then there's been other things like love of 90s stuff, and I think we could talk about that in another podcast probably.
That's another podcast.
Conversations, and we'll be here for like 2 hours. So,
oh, absolutely, yeah, that's another podcast. That
definitely, right. So going from going to the gym and getting that kind of feel, like that kind of community, then you started to train in your garden, didn't you? How did that come about?
Yeah, so it came about basically because of the functional fitness sort of kick that came around. The gym that we were currently going to didn't really facilitate like what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
So like Olympic lifting, heavy deadlift, sort of stuff with a lot of weights are being dropped, blah, blah, blah. So obviously my dad being Mr. Supportive and anything I do was, I'll build you a gym in the back garden. So we did, and then from there we just sort of stumbled loads of kit, and it just grew and grew. And like you said, the boys followed, and then we got to a point where we sort of got too big for that gym in the back garden. Obviously, poor neighbours having to put up with noise in the early mornings and in the evening. So we luckily stumbled across another unit with more space. We had a great few years there. That grew, got bigger. Unfortunately, that sort of comes to an end for a number of reasons. And then it's moved me on to the sort of next step now.
Yeah, going back to the gym in your back garden, memories I had there were, there's some good and there's some bad. There's a few pictures of me floating around from days up there, and we won't mention anything because I know Buckles listens to this. And
yeah,
a bit of my Sunday.
Yeah, it's best kept.
But yeah, the church that was then. What was the next one? Workshop.
Yeah, so then we had the workshop. So we went from the church to the workshop, yeah.
What's the one in your back garden that you use personally called at the minute?
We either call it the shed, really original.
Yeah.
Or the pit.
The pit, yeah, because it's got that little drop in there. With the weather.
Yeah, it's definitely don't help. Yeah, so basically, the main reason why, again, a bit of fate, the reason why we started to move on to the next step, the next gym, the Welsh Fitness Centre, was because we have so much water coming down the back where my current gym is.
Yeah.
It basically, if we have a big downpour, it floods. So it's one of those that has helped us in a way because it's made us want to go on to bigger things.
Yeah.
But it can be frustrating as well, especially sort of currently.
Yeah, the thing is, it's a small space, but it's big enough for what you need it for at the minute. Because I know you do PT in from there, don't you?
So PT in still done from there, which again works really well at the moment. But like everything, we're starting to outgrow that space now.
Yeah, exactly. There was something else I was going to say about that. I can't remember. I cannot remember. Yeah, so that obviously takes us on to the new gym. But then talk about PTM. What made you get into that? I know you said like you've kind of naturally always felt like you're a coach anyway.
Yeah, it's one of those that I think it's a bit cheesy, but it's always just been in me a bit. Like my dad's similar. Like he's very much will help anyone who knocks on his door with boxing or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's just something like growing up, the naturally like seeing my dad do it, and I just sort of took on that trait. But it's just always something I've always enjoyed doing for a start, which is great. But just the need to want to help someone. Sort of get a kick out of it, you know, just help someone just for the knowledge that I retain or experience and I can pass that on to someone else and it changes their life for the better. It's just really rewarding, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I can imagine.
Yeah.
So they've kind of come hand in hand, the PT and opening this new gym. So what exactly is going to be in the new gym?
Yeah, so it's going to have a bit of everything. So it's going to be very functional based. So we're going to have a lifting platform. We're going to have a rig, which is about 14 foot tall, the rig. So that'd be cool. So we can incorporate like gymnastics stuff as well.
Yeah.
We'll have all your cardio equipment. So we're going to have like an assault runner. So it's like a treadmill with no motor. So like you...
Not
yeah. You use that speed yourself, so it's a really, really good piece of kit. We've got all the Concept 2 machines, like the ski, the bikes, the rowers. We've got assault bikes. Obviously, we've got your kettlebells, dumbbells, sandbags, sleds. So everything you could want.
Yeah, for every part of your body and every kind of...
Yeah, nothing's going to get missed out.
Yeah, that runner, you're going to have to definitely give people induction to that thing.
Big thorough induction on that, 100%, yeah.
I remember having a go on it and I just, my brain couldn't quite fathom what my feet had to be doing.
It's really weird, mate, because once people get it, it's almost like then, they like can't imagine going on a different treadmill, like it just seems so normal to them then. But until that point, it's like basically like being on a hamster wheel.
It's probably the most natural treadmill ever though, because like you said, it's the same as road running. You control it all yourself.
It's perfect, mate. It's no cheating. Like everyone always jumps on the treadmill and that belt going around, it gives you a little bit of a help, you know?
Yeah. Whereas on,
it lowers your hamstrings a bit more. It biomechanically, it puts like, your knee in a better like stride position. It's a great, great piece of kit.
Really, yeah, cool. Fair play. So that's what you're going to be offering in the gym. What kind of price are you going to be going for people if they want to come and train with you, well, not with you, but in the gym? Yeah,
they're welcome to train with me as well. But
so,
yeah, the big thing for us is we want it to be very community-based. So we want it to be affordable for a start.
Yeah.
So we're going to go £30 for a monthly membership. Or if they want to pay, I think, for a year, it might be £300. So you get like 2 months free.
Take quid off, yeah, happy days.
Yeah, but then we'll have like a VIP package as well, which will include classes and monthly membership.
Okay.
That would be £45 a month. Or we'll just offer a class membership. So you only can come to classes.
Classes, right.
£25 a month.
How many classes are you planning on doing?
At the moment, we're definitely going to be doing one every day.
Wow.
Which would be an evening one. I want to say 6 or 7 at the moment. But our idea is to try and get at least 2 extra classes in the week in the daytime. And then on the weekends, we're going to do 2 on a Saturday morning.
Yeah. So
one at like a really early one. I think 7:30 to 8:30. And then one at 9 till 10.
Right, okay.
So like for me on a Saturday, I want to offer like a nice early class so people can get it done and then they still got their Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. That's what people like.
Yeah.
The opening times for the gym then, obviously you've got those classes there. What kind of opening times have you been looking at?
Yeah, so We're going to open at 6 a.m.
Right.
So, I mean, I normally train that time myself, so I'll probably be in there training anyway. Yep. So then we'll go 6 to 8. And then what happens at 8 is then I start my one-to-ones.
Right. So
it's going to roughly be 8 till around 12, one-to-one sort of time.
Yeah.
And then from 1 p.m. onwards, we'll be open, just normal gym then.
Until what time are you going to be closing then? Oh, for classes and then?
Yeah, so we'll have an hour slot for a class, but then we'll be back open after 7 until, and at the moment, it's going to be till 9, but
yeah.
We're lenient. I mean, we want to work alongside people. It's just the unknown at the moment, isn't it? But we would like to say 9, but if, you know, we have a lot of demands that people need to be open later, then we will. No
problem. Yeah. Fantastic. Again, the community aspect of it is going to be good with obviously the classes and stuff. And
yeah, and also just one last, yeah, with the community on a Friday under 16s from 4 till 5:30 we'll train for free.
Oh, happy days. I'll get them.
Yeah.
Get them interested. I know that's the kind of age that you started really falling in love with the gym. So yeah, I can see why you want to.
Yeah, give back a bit to that.
Of like, yeah. Again, the community feel, you've got the coffee shops and stuff right outside as well, and you need to kind of yeah. In together.
Dangerous. So we've got Vamos literally next door, which is great. So, you know, it'd be a lot of room for people, especially on the weekends, if they want to hang around and go to Vamos. And I mean, they do great food, good coffee.
Yeah.
So that feel, you know, that nice community sense of we can go and train, but also we can have a good half hour catch up with someone as well.
Yeah.
And have a bit of grub.
Fantastic. Last thing before we round this off, because I've just looked at my battery and I've made a boo-boo with my charging. But I think we can round it off. What else will the gym be offering then? Have you thought about like supplements or anything like that?
Yeah, so we will have like a little touch shop there, providing all ranges of supplements. Type of supplements that would be there would be nothing that I wouldn't take, so none of these gimmicky stuff of like stupid weight loss stuff and all that rubbish. It'd be very basic, something that I would always condone myself.
Yeah.
Also be selling our apparel from the shop too.
Happy days. So not just available online anymore. You can grab yourself like...
Yeah, we're trying to have a few sort of stocks on the rail there. So that's quite exciting too. We're quite looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, and then obviously you've got your basic gym stuff then, like, so
we'd also be having a like MMA type class on Sunday too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
mix there.
Yeah, not taught by me, so people don't have to worry about that. So they don't go get their head kicked in then when they go to another gym. Hopefully the old man's going to be doing that class, so that's exciting for him too. So
yeah, get him out of the house and get him
back. Yeah, he's great at it too. So, and he's not, you know, there's nowhere else for the boys locally to really roll. So that'd be really exciting.
That's spot on, mate. That has been, this catch has been great. So when are you expecting it to be open?
So we got our fingers crossed for the middle of November. That's when we're hoping to be in. Obviously, with everything going on at the moment, the goalposts keep sort of moving.
Yeah.
So with a bit of luck, November, like middle of November, definitely the end of November, hopefully. So yeah, Nice would have some of the training in December when it's cold, and we can go back and play.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, but obviously look out on all our socials. We'll obviously keep everyone updated.
I've left a link with all your Welch Fitness thing. I think it's pointing to you somewhere. I've also, for anyone who's interested, I've put a picture of Welch Fitness there as a sponsor, that side even. If anybody wants to put their company there for a video, feel free to let me know, and I'm actually doing it free at the moment just to try and connect with people. So if I share you, you share me kind of thing, to try and help me grow as well as anyone else. So yeah, if anybody wants to put their company name there for any videos, that would be absolutely fantastic. Right, mate. This isn't going to be the last time we chat about this.
No, definitely not. No.
And I've actually I've actually got some more information myself today, so that's helped me. I can't be open now. I really can't.
Yeah, exciting, mate. And the best thing about it is we're getting a lot of we have so many inquiries about it, so we're just so excited to get going now.
Yeah, it's all coming together.
Yeah, it really is.
Right then, mate. I'm sure you're going to be on one of these again with me soon.
Yeah, mate, look forward to it, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Right then, usual stuff, like and subscribe and all that malarkey. Give me a follow on Instagram and all that, and give Welch Fitness a follow on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. We haven't done a video for a while, but we're going to have to do one soon, mate, before lockdown kicks in again.
Definitely, 100%.
I think Torvai might be added to the list soon, so I might be stranded up here.
You'll have to get a few in quick, yeah.
Yeah, or you'll be knackered by the end of it.
Yeah, well.
Well, mate, cheers for that.
Cheers, mate.
Catch you all soon. Ta-ra.